There's news today that Brittany Maynard ended her life this past weekend. The 29-year-old had moved to Oregon, one of the states with the so-called death with dignity laws that allow doctors to dispense life-ending medication to patients. Brittany was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer this past spring, given a few months to live, and announced very publicly, working with the group Compassion and Choices, that she would take her life, even setting a date, as the disease robbed her of even knowing her husband's name. So now, what is her legacy? Art Kaplan is a bioethicist at New York University Langone Medical Center. Art, let's go right there. What do you think her legacy is?
Well, you know, I don't think she actually shifted the terms of the debate. Advocates still look toward the right to choose for the terminally ill. Critics worry about slippery slopes. But I think she changed the optics, the way the debate is seen. This issue, it's one that captures the attention of the middle-aged and the elderly. They're the ones who pay attention to this. Brittany got younger people to pay attention. Social media shows that they were paying attention. So I think her legacy may be bringing in a new audience.
As you know, people against the right to die laws say that the group Compassion and Choices exploited her story. And other doctors have gone on the record. I know you're well aware of Ira Bayak, who's with the Institute for Human Caring of Providence Health and Services, says doctors should never, ever help someone die. And he cites the slippery slope in Holland.
Well, there certainly have been slopes that people have slid down, and in my view, dangerously, in Holland and in Belgium. They've gone past allowing the terminally ill to request lethal medication. Children, psychiatric patients, people who aren't dying, are now able to access lethal prescriptions in those countries. However, we have 17 years of experience in Oregon and probably 10 in Washington state. In those states, very few people actually ask for the pills. A third of them who ask don't take them, and there's been no slippage. And I guess the reason is because we put up some guardrails on that slope. You have to be terminally ill, pronounced so by two doctors. You have to ask three times for the medicine. You must take it so the doctor isn't killing you. You are ending your own life. You have to be psychiatrically and psychologically competent, and you do have to know about hospice as an alternative, that you could receive support, spiritual and pain relief in such a setting. Oregon and Washington do that. So I think part of the problem is the critics haven't seen their worries borne out in this country, although they are right to point to Europe and say, we better pay attention to what's going on there.
The statistics that are cited in Holland show that more than 40% of the people who sought and received doctor-assisted death, it was for depression and other mental disorders, as you say, not a terminal illness. And in Belgium, you wrote a piece very disturbed about pediatric euthanasia, children being allowed to decide to choose euthanasia.
Right, and clearly children can't choose, and part of my coming down on the side of legalization is that we keep it to the terminally ill, we restrict it to competent people, you have to do the last act, a child can't do any of those things, so I worry a great deal about what's going on in Belgium, but none of that slippage has occurred here.
Well, we should take the idea of terminally ill children up at another time, because I'm betting there are parents of terminally ill children who might be thinking that they should have the right to put their child out of that horror. But put that aside for a moment. What do you think it does mean that, as you say, Brittany Maynard, with her last act, changed the optics, changed the politics?
You know, I don't think she was used. I think she chose to be a spokesperson. And I think she may have drawn in the very same crowd of people who have changed laws about marijuana use, younger people who've changed laws about bans on gay marriage. If that group gets energized, she will have a legacy of really bringing a new and vocal group into the debate.
Well, several states have legislation pending, and at least one legislator in New Jersey, Assemblyman John Berzichelli, says he thinks that his bill will pass New Jersey state legislature this year, in part because of Brittany.
Yeah, and I think that may be a legacy. Massachusetts had a debate over this on a referendum, and it lost very, very narrowly. I would be very surprised if it didn't come back. So Brittany, in advocating for her cause, could have an impact. And I think one of the things her own death makes clear is that she had to travel. She was from California. She had the means to go to Oregon. She had the resources to bring her family there. A lot of people won't be able to travel or go elsewhere. So part of the issue about legalization is access. We need to fight hard to make sure that everyone has access to hospice and palliative care, that assisted suicide or assistance in dying should always be the last resort. But I still think that we're going to see some change. Some more states are going to come online, I suspect.
Art Kaplan, head of the Division of Bioethics at New York University Langone Medical Center. Art, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.